In this week's episode of Behind the Smiles, patient coordinators Flex from Madagascar and Liesl from Honduras share stories from their work helping patients reach our medical missions. In every country where we work, we have a volunteer or paid patient coordinator who organizes all logistical details necessary to find and transport patients to our medical mission sites. Without their tireless efforts, our medical volunteers wouldn't have any patients to care for. Listen to their conversation to learn more about why they love working for Operation Smile.
My name is Flex. I'm the patient coordinator from Madagascar.
Hi, I'm Lisa. I'm the patient and project coordinator for Honduras. So what's the most rewarding or the thing you love the most of your work?
Actually, I love my work, I love my job, but especially when you're talking about helping people, like what we do for personnel, we give free surgery, free care for people. So that's really I like about my job. So tell me, what is your role exactly with the organization?
So for me, it's divided in two parts. I'm the patient coordinator that's usually in missions or in the center. And I'm also a project coordinator, which means patient advocacy programs and nutrition programs. So it's like both together, but they lead to the same thing. And I think one of the things that I love the most is not only, you know, like the surgery, which is super important, but you also see like the change in the children. Like you see them grow, you see them like first they are shy, and then with all the therapy and all the work we do with them, they change completely, like to totally different kids and totally happy kids. So it's, I think that's a happy part of our work. So what, you go out like with the patient advocates, right? Like on tour and everything?
Yeah.
So what, like what do you do with them? Do you like visit patients or what do you do with them?
Actually, we have a program in Madagascar right now. We're recruiting patient advocate to help us recruiting patients. Like when I go out, then I go with them and we're trying to find patients to identify which patient needs the surgery that we're providing. So we go in each, because they are all from each regions in Madagascar. So we try to find like another the contact, so those patient advocate, when I go with them, I introduce to them to the doctor or the local contact, so they can work, they can do the job even if I'm not there. So okay, just to make them involved about the recruitment and telling them about what's
supposed for to me be. I have like crazy adventures with them. At least one of the last adventures this year actually was, so we went to find this patient because he has been like long lost and he has stopped his treatment. Mm-hmm. So we went and they say, you know, you have to go like on a motorcycle and then like walk. And I'm like, okay, like we can do that. It's fine. And then it was like, we drove in a car for like half an hour. And then I just see like they are parking the cars and I'm like, oh, this is scary, you know? And then eventually we went on a motorcycle. It was like downhill, like for another 30 minutes. And after that, we walked 4 hours. It was like crazy. And, you know, it was like going down the mountain. We got like to the river and all wet, like up to all the legs and everything. And then we went up again the mountain and we found the patient. And I think at that point, like that precise adventure, because it was an adventure, made me realize like all of what they do before they get to us. And all of the work the patient advocates do, because he had told me, like, my patient advocate had told me, you know, I visited this patient like 2 or 3 times. And after I did it, like a complete day, I was like, how did he visit it, you know, like 2 or 3 times that patient? So that's when you see the reality of the patients and where they live and of what the patient advocates do. I think it gives you like even a more rewarding feeling of everything you're doing, everything the organization is doing. So that's, for me, that's great.
Yeah. Tell me more about, like, can you tell me, like, how do you do when you want to recruit? Like, what do you do when you recruit the patient advocate? What are the steps you have? Like they have to be like, for example, they have to be like parents of the patient, or does anyone else can be like patient advocate?
So I think for me, especially in the project, it was foreign for them to be parents of patients. But I think you see the involvement of people in the organization. So if it's a volunteer, that they might not be parents of patients, but they're really into helping you and really into being part of the program, I think they deserve a chance because they are doing the job. So that it's a great feeling to be part of that group because you, well, at least I feel like part of the patient advocates. I feel like I'm a part of them, like I'm another one. So I think that, and I'm not a parent of a patient, so that makes me think other people can also do it.
Yeah, like actually when in Madagascar, when we talk about patient advocates so far, and I think this is kind of like things that has been working, like we want the patient advocate to be the parent of the patient. Why? Because they are the one who, they have been to the situation before, you know, so it's going to be easy for them to explain to the patient, to convince, like, what happened to us, especially, like, explain, like, during the surgery. Or so for us, then we always want, like, patient advocate as a parent of the patient.
Yes, I understand why.
Yeah.
So what do you think, for example, for me, Operation Smile in Honduras, at least, I can see so many cases and so many different cases. And I think like the work Operation Smile in Honduras does, it's incredible because mm-hmm. you give them that to all the patients that like trust and a warm feeling to them, that they feel part of you and they can call you, what you were saying, they can call you and they feel like you're part of their family maybe. So for me, I think Operation Smile has been like a great blessing to Honduras. They have worked on, helped so many kids, and we're still working on helping even more. The treatment, the whole treatment is super important for us. Not only the surgery, but so they can be socially included in the country. So I don't know, in Madagascar, what do you think Operation Smile has done?
Actually, Opsma, I mean, has been doing a lot of things to Madagascar people. Let me just give you like a little background. We started in 2007 as with Operation Smile in Madagascar, and so far we have been treating many patients, and those patients, they keep trusting us and keep coming back because we have been trying to provide the best care that we can do. So the patient is. They come and as I say, like most of the time, that's where when I talk one day, I do the presentation, I talk to my team and I say, the reason why we need to make sure when the patient get to one place is, for example, at the village, you need to make them understand, like, we are here for you. We are here to support you. So whatever will happen during your stay at the village, feel free to talk to us. So in the back of that, the patient, they trust, you know, when you're talking about a person in Madagascar, when they have a cleft and the patient, they don't want to go to another organization. If they heard, like, there is a one mission going, like Red North, for example, there is a mission at the NGO and right here, Opsmel, the patient will go to Opsmel because the best care that Opsmel have been providing is, like, really satisfying. And I want to ask you, like, as a patient coordinator, what kind of challenge you face, like, let's say, like, preparing a mission? Can you tell me something that you're like challenging you face when you prepare a mission?
Yeah, I think like the most challenging part, especially when you haven't done all so many missions, maybe in a site or with other people, other volunteers or whatever. It's always changing. Like for example, the medical team and that. But that's the unique part of the organization. It always brings you a challenge, but it's always brings you that you have to come through with it, and it's amazing because you meet so many incredible people. And also the patients, there's always new patients, new adventures with them, because it's always an adventure with them, a great adventure with them. So I think it's challenging, but at the same time, like in a good way, because it brings you, like, you improve your skills, you improve you have new ways of thinking how to do some projects or new projects you can make. I think that's part of what I love about it, that it's challenging, but it also, you have to come up with something. So it has to be, you have to end it in a positive way always. So I think that's great to have those challenges that come with it.
Yeah, so yeah, I want to like ask exactly, because you know, how it works in Honduras, like, let's say for example, when you need to find a patient shelter, is that easy? And when you need, like, do you have like a place, a spare that is booked for you, or do you need to move to a new place every mission, or do you have one place as a patient shelter? And second, do you have like, how do you do when you need to find the mattresses, for example? Do you have like, it's easy for you to find the things, like people can provide it easily, or is that hard, like every mission, or?
Okay, so I think you always have to adapt to the sites, because we have 5 sites. So we do the preparation like months before. So when it's like the shelter, you just have to make sure you find an open space for the patients and to make sure you get the best for them. And in every logistic that you have to make for them, for the mission, I think it's, I always think about it. I always, when people, well, when students or when families or somebody donates food, I always try to make them understand, you know, it's something, for example, if I would eat it, you would eat it, or somewhere you want to sleep, do you want to sleep like in that mattress, will you give it to me, or will you sleep on it? So I think it's always, you have to make people understand the way we want patients to be treated. We love, for example, that patients can have like a playground, or they can have fun at the shelter, they can color, they can have activities, and because we want to make them feel like at home. I think it's one of the most important parts in Honduras for the logistics, and I think in any place in that works with, that Operation Smile works with, treating the patient as it was like they were your own family. So I think that's great of Operation Smile. The challenges it brings, but the overcome you can make. And I don't know for you, what does Operation Smile, how do you think Operation Smile works?
Actually, when, go back to like when you talk about the village, like when you're talking about the preparation of the mission, because there's a lot of steps, you know, for us as a patient coordinator, there's lots of things you need to make sure before the mission is happening, because we are hosting patients, right? So, for example, in Madagascar, we need to make sure, like, need to find, because it's not easy. It's not easy to find, like, a place, because it cannot be every place, or but it has to be, like, clean, it has to be, like, safe, it has to be not far from the hospital, you know, because we are not, like, drive our patients. So, for us, we need to make it sure, like 3 months before the mission, like, to find a place and to make sure everything, like, has mattresses, because that's one of my challenge. That's kind of my challenge every mission. It's because we always have many patients, like 500 patients sometimes. So you need to figure those mattresses for those people, and mattresses, blankets, those kind of things. So, like for us, but the good thing is we have been working with anyone that we can work with. For example, before we used to work with the police station. They can provide us a mattress for free, for example. So we have been trying the sponsoring for those people, for fundraising with student club to raise fundraising for like what patients need, like patients need diapers, patients need soap, patients need many things during the mission. So we have been doing those things and again, because I say like, every mission in Madagascar, we have 3 sites so far. So you go to another place, you need to find another shelter, and you need to do another fundraising. Next time you move, you need to do another.
Again.
And again and again.
What do you think Operation Smile is like in one word?
For me, Operation Smile is a family for me.
Okay.
It's a family. That's what I can say about it.
I think that's a good
thing. And how about for you?
I think for me, Operation Smile is hope, I guess. Hope because when... That's the reaction I've gotten. People lose their hope when they're in shock, maybe, or they're scared. And that's when they look for the hope they need.
Thanks for sitting down and listening to this week's episode of Behind the Smiles. Our missions wouldn't be possible without our hardworking patient coordinators. We're so grateful for their work around the world, providing a safe environment for patients and their families at our medical mission sites. If you personally are interested in donating or getting involved, click the link in the episode description. Let us know you're listening by screenshotting the episode and posting it on your story with hashtag Behind the Smiles. You may get a shout out on our social media channels and in the next episode. You can find more great stories about our work on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Operation Smile. And finally, be sure to subscribe to this podcast. We put out new episodes every other Wednesday.